selection. Number 1. Bass drum. Type A. Number 2. Bass drum. Type B. Number 3. Bass drum. Type C. Number 4. Bass drum. Type D. Number 5. Snare drum. Type A. Number 6. Snare drum. Type B. Number 7. Snare drum. Type C. Number 8. Snare drum. Type D. Number 9. Snare drum. Double. Number 10. Snare drum. Open rim.
Yeah. I'm not. Thank you. The missile knows where it is at all times. It knows this because it knows where it isn't. By subtracting where it is from where it isn't, or where it isn't from where it is, whichever is greater, it obtains a difference or deviation. The guidance subsystem uses deviations to generate corrective commands to drive the missile from a position where it is to a position where it isn't, and arriving at a position where it wasn't, it now is. Consequently, the position where it is now the position that it wasn't, and it follows that the position that it was is now the position that it isn't. In the event that the position that it is in is not the position that it wasn't, the system has acquired a variation, the variation being the difference between where the missile is and where it wasn't. If variation is considered to be a significant factor, it too may be corrected by the GEA. However, the missile must also know where it was. The missile guidance computer scenario works as follows. Because a variation has modified some of the information the missile has obtained, it is not sure just where it is. However, it is sure where it isn't, within reason, and it knows where it was. It now subtracts where it should be from where it wasn't, or vice versa. And by differentiating this from the algebraic sum of where it shouldn't be and where it was, it is able to obtain the deviation and its variation, which is called error.
Hello, enormous listening world.
We have limited information. We have been contacted by federal authorities once again. The request has been made that we repeat what we are referring to as a statement, and we'll do that now. My father, my God, sits on the throne of heaven as him and me.
Drum. Thank you. 20 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. Maschine. 100 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 200 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 400 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 800 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 1000 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 2000 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 4000 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 8000 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 10.000 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. 20.000 Hertz und ich bin meine Maschine. Ich bin meine Maschine.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt that I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
My own name and that of my fellow regular workers. but we will never knowingly tell you anything we don't believe ourselves. I'm glad to assure you, my own name and that of my fellow radio workers, that we will never knowingly tell you anything we don't believe ourselves.
Thank you. Many years ago on the Mississippi River boats, I had men called gaugers. And the job of a gauger was to hang off the side of the boat with one hand. In the other hand, he had a ball of twine with a hunk of lead on the end of it. They had men called gaugers. And the job of a gauger was to hang off the side of the boat with one hand, and in the other hand, he had a ball of twine with a hunk of lead on the end of it. He'd wheel the lead around his head and let it fly into the water. Wherever the water marked the twine, he'd call up to the skipper and say, "Walking on the twine is 4 fathoms. Day in and day out, year after year, this would get pretty monotonous. Until in the 1800s, a little man came along and revolutionized the whole gauging industry. Instead of saying marking on the twine, he cut it short and said, "Mark Twain." And in between each marking, he'd fill it in with a little patter about himself and his everyday life. Well, if you'd been living at that time, coming up from a distance on the Mississippi would have sounded like this.
Mark Twain. Four fathoms off the starboard bow. I got a gal named Cindy Lou. Feeds me gin and baked beans too. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. 3 fathoms off the starboard bow. I got a friend, his name is Pete. Sings dirty songs down on Beale Street. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. 2 fathoms off the star. I've been working the river since 92. I get a penny a day in bad liquor too. Mark Twain. I'm gonna save my money till I die. Ain't gonna bury me all but my good right eye. Mark Twain.
music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Unreal City.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
What were the skies like when you were young? What were the skies like when you were young? What were the skies like when you were young? What were the skies like when you were young? What were the skies like when you were young? What were the skies like when you were young?
That's a stupid question. I don't know, can't remember. I don't know, can't remember. I don't know, can't remember. It's a long time ago.
What were the skies like when you were young?
Grey, monotonous. Grey, you know, like they are now. I mean, they seem to go on like a bit and then it changes sometimes. I mean, I used to live in Watford, and it's a very dull place. But, you know, they were grey, cloudy. I mean, you still see skies like that all the time, you know, just when the weather's bad, just look up and bad sky, that's how it is, you know. I mean, sky's not that important, really, in the long term. But basically, it was sort of grey, monotonous. It used to rain a lot, as it does now. It's a very dull place. I mean, you still see skies like that all the time in all over the place, wherever you are, there's grey skies, grey, monotonous.
So what were the skies like when you were young?
I've told you, they were grey and monotonous and dull, right? It was just, I mean, the sun shone sometimes, and it, but I don't remember that so much. It was mainly grey and grey and dull.
What were the skies like when you were young?
You're beginning to get on my nerves with your persistent question, right? I told you, sky's dull, grey, and not important, right? The sky doesn't matter, it's the issues.
But what were the skies like when you were young?
I think I'll have to curtail this interview, mate, if you don't like, come up with some better questions. Right, last time, right, grey. The skies were grey, basically, and dull, and that's it, all right? Grey. Grey, grey.
But what were the skies like when you were young?
That's it! Oh!